Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Evened up at one set apiece, Huron Tigers, O'Gorman Knights. Huron taking the first set, 25-19. OG the second set, 25-17. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Trying to get score updates here, but I'm not getting anything to work right now. So we move to set three. O'Gorman seemed to right themselves. Again, remember their setter, Kyra Hermanson, went down midway through the first set with an injury, has not returned, and the way it looked, I don't expect her to return. London Smith has taken over those setting duties and thought ran the offense fairly smoothly there in the second set. So getting done with the in-between sets. Boy, we take a lot of time in between sets here tonight. Now there's a discussion going on at the scorer's table. I'm not sure what this is all about, but we'll wait before we can get our third set here now going. And we're doing a lineup check now. We're going back to the scorer's table, so I'm not sure what this delay is. Again, we thought we took an inordinate amount of time between the first and second. Now we're kind of doing the same between the second and third as the 3 minutes ran off quite a while ago. Shouldn't say quite a while, but at least a couple of minutes. So ready to go with the third set here on Tigers, O'Gorman Knights. And O'Gorman will get the serve here to begin the third set. Finally, our third set is underway. Serve received by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets the tip across Mangmore. Death dug out by Mooney. Back set, right side hit Walsh. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Claggett right side through the block. Rolls it through. Here on up 1-0 as Claggett continues her nice night tonight. That is her ninth kill of the match on the first point of the third set. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Back row serve received. Nice play, O'Gorman. Set and into the net was O'Gorman. Actually, I think they called a foot fault as London Smith was trying to stay off the net and also get to the pass, which went into the net. Error on O'Gorman, and Huron up 2-0 here to open up set three. Hines with the serve. Serve received back row Walsh. Here's the right side hit by McKay playing the front row. I don't remember this before. McKay hits again and hits it long. Had her first attempt blocked. Now they are going to say a touch on Huron. Originally, they said out. But is it, what are we calling here? Yep, it is a point for O'Gorman. It's 2-1. They say there was a touch there on the play, and so O'Gorman will get the point, and they will get the serve with Huron up 2-1. Hilton Hines on serve receive. Hampton will set. Claggett again, left side through the block. Nice dig back row by O'Gorman. Hit from the middle by Wubin. Tigers were there, set in the middle, and McMorda sends it down. Nice dig by Smith. Right side hit. Walsh and goes right between the Hines sisters. I think one thought the other was going to take it. Kill for Mackenzie Walsh. She's got seven. She had five in that second set. We're tied at two. O'Gorman serving, and Hilton Hines gets it off the net. Punched across by Zigeldorf. O'Gorman back sets. Walsh with the hit. Cross court. Hampton Hines. Bumped by Mangmore. Death free balled across by Hampton. Here's the set to the left. The tip back row again. Hampton Hines there. Hilton will bump it ahead from the middle, and Claggett sends it long. Claggett really not attacking there, and I think she just should attack all the time when she just tries to free ball it. It seems like it goes long. O'Gorman has their first lead of set three at 3-2. Serve back row. Davis on serve receive. Set in the middle. Tipped across by Meg Moradeth and ate up the back row. Didn't look like she did much. Maybe took a little off it. Sam Meg Moradeth with her third kill. We're tied at three in set three. Tied up one set apiece. Claggett serving now for the Huron Tigers. Claggett off the top of the net. It's an ace again. Thank you very much. Nothing he can do in serve receive when that happens. Claggett, her second ace. It's just as close to being a service error as it is an ace, but it worked out for Huron. Claggett serves again. Some more error under this one. Mooney there. Smith will back set. Walsh with the tip cross court. Hines there. Hilton will bump it ahead. Davis up the middle. Mooney there. Set up the middle. The big rip off the net. Huron can't make the play. Kill by Wubin. She's got four. And we're tied at four in set three. So Gorman serving again, trying to regain the lead here early in set three. Now we have the official talking to one of the ball girls about something. I'm not sure what that was about. Serve received Davis. Hilton, or Hampton sets it, and free ball to cross by Meg Moradeth. Set to the left. The hit off the antenna, and that should be a point for Huron. The hit off the left side by O'Gorman went off the pin. I like to call it the antenna. Coaches like to call it the pin. 5-4 lead Huron in set three. Hilton Hines serving. Floats it back row. Serve received McKay. Passed ahead by Mooney. The hit cross court and too long. Cross court hit by Lauren Meyer. And just a little too long. Huron up 6-4. Hilton Hines looks to keep momentum going for the Tigers. Back row serve receive McKay. Smith back sets. Walsh right side. Cross court right to Hilton. Hampton bumps it. Hilton back line attack. Back row. Kind of ate up Smith from the back row. I think she wasn't expecting that hit to come from Hampton Hines. Here on up 7-4. Hampton Hines, I have her for six kills. You're on up 7-4 in set three. Hilton Hines serving. Serve receive set by Smith. The tip and going up and just gearing it down. Kira McManus. McManus with her sixth kill. 7-5. O'Gorman back within two. Just about a grip and throw there by McManus, but O'Gorman gets the point. Serve received Davis. Hampton will back set. Ziegeldorf right side. Cross court. Nice dig O'Gorman. Hit by Smith. Tigers dig it out. Simmonsma with the tip and Mooney can't get to it. Mackenzie Simmonsma, nice job of reading the floor. Gets her first kill. Here on back up 3-8-5 in set three. Juergens in to serve and play back row. Ziegeldorf comes off. We're tied at one set apiece. Huron up 8-5 in set three. Serve receive Mooney. Smith with the back set. Right side hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Kept alive by Simmonsma. Free ball by Claggett. Here comes O'Gorman again. Back set again. Right side blocked but out. Kill for McManus. Her seventh. And O'Gorman back within two at 8-6. That brings Ava Schuler in to play front row. Or she's actually going back to serve. I thought she'd come in to play front row. McKay now playing front row. I don't remember her playing front row in the first two sets. Schuler coming in just to serve now. Schuler sends it back row. Claggett over pass and played by Mooney. Smith will set up the middle. McManus. Tigers dig it out with Juergens. Left side hit. Dumped in the middle by Davis. And misplayed in the back row. A shank by O'Gorman. Allie Davis will get the kill. Here on back up by three. First kill for Allie Davis. Allie will now step back and serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis sends it to the corner. Schuler there. Set to the left. McKay. Off the top of the net, was it blocked? No, they say forehead attack. Couldn't tell if Simmonsma made contact. 10-6 on the hitting error by O'Gorman. Huron back up by four in set three. Allie Davis to serve. Sends it back row. Mooney plays that one. Smith will set. McKay left side up the middle. Hilton Hines there. Hampton sets Claggett left side. Goes back row. And it was a touch by O'Gorman, I believe. And that'll be a kill for Huron. Huron goes up 11-6, and O'Gorman wants the timeout. Claggett with another kill. And Huron up 5 in set 3. We're knotted up at one set apiece. Timeout OG. We'll take a timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
FG is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Dakota Sports AIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
11-6, O'Gorman trailing Huron. Huron having a nice third set again as they've jumped out to the lead just as they did in the first set, the set they won. And Allie Davis preparing to serve. O'Gorman using the first timeout, either team here in set three. Davis sends it across, played in the back row. O'Gorman sends it ahead, and McKay will just free ball it. Set across, Claggett, left side, tips it into the back row. Nice dig by Schuler, tipped by Davis, blocked by Huron. Set it to McKay again. Tigers dig it out. Hampton sets it. Here's the hit by Claggett. Back row goes long this time. Usually when Claggett's swinging for the kill, she's been able to keep it on the court. Not that time. The air gives the point to O'Gorman. It's 11-7 Huron in set three. O'Gorman again preparing to serve to Huron. Serve received Juergens. Back set, right side, Simmonsma through the block and shanked in the back row, kept alive. Third hit, they won't get it across. Simmonsma just kept O'Gorman playing hot potato in the back row. And Huron back up 5, 12-7 in set three. Serving specialist, Madison Juergens. On the floor for Huron. Serve it back row, serve, receive. Quick set across by Smith, and she's going to be called for the illegal hit. I think she was trying to turn and dump it at the same time. Gets called for the double hit. Huron up 6, 13-7. I believe this is the biggest lead for Huron in this set. 6 points. Serve back to the corner. Serve, receive. O'Gorman sends it back in the corner. Out of bounds. Ace for Hirschman. Huron up 14-7. Hirschman with her first ace, second for Huron in this set. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Serve back row, serve receive McKay. Smith will set it, the tip across, right in the campfire. Nice tip, tip by Wubin. She gets her fifth kill. Huron's lead still at 6, 14-8. Hilton Hines back on the floor, and Walsh comes into the front row for O'Gorman. Walsh has been a handful here for Huron the past few rotations with her in the front row. Serve into the net. Service error by London Smith. That'll be the fourth service error on O'Gorman. Huron back up 7, 15-8. Hampton Hines to serve. Ziegeldorf into the front row for Huron. Hampton sends it back row. Mooney shanks it. That's an ace for Huron. 16-8 Huron Tigers. Hampton Hines, her second ace of the night. Three for Huron in this set. And O'Gorman going to burn that last time out right here. Huron's built a 16-8 lead in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson has swept Pier tonight, 25-20, 14-12. Roosevelt leads Aberdeen two sets to none, 25-23, 25-17. That's the only two AA scores reporting at this time. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Well, Gorman has used both timeouts. Hampton 9 serving off the timeout. Mooney stretches out, but O'Gorman can't play it off the net. Aggressive serving gives Huron a 17-8 lead as Hampton Hines another ace. Three aces for Hampton now in this match. O'Gorman with, or Huron with the 17-8 lead. Serve received Mooney. Smith will set. Here's the tip up the middle. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett left side. Goes back row. Knocks it in. Found the back line. 18-8. Huron up 10. Deja Claggett now with 11 kills to lead everybody in that category. And Hampton Hines serving, looking to keep momentum going. Floating a short serve. Mooney sprawls to get it over. Pass. Tigers can set it up. Hilton Hines. And somebody was in the net. It was O'Gorman. I definitely saw the net move there as there was a fight at the net. Here on up 19-8. Trying to pull away here from the O'Gorman Knights in set three. Hampton Hines again serving. Sends it back row. Played by Schuler. Jump set in the middle. They hit by Walsh. And the Tigers can't get it off the deflection. Walsh moved to the middle that time. Haven't seen her set up there often tonight. Walsh with her eighth kill. Breaks a long run by Huron. That was a 5-0 run. 19-9. Huron leads by 10. O'Gorman serving to the Huron Tigers. Hilton Hines serve receive. Hampton will set. Magmoradef tips it off the block. O'Gorman controls. Back set. Here comes Walsh again off the foot. Oh, we could have played it. It came off the foot of Hampton Hines, went in the net, and then Huron just stopped playing. He could have still played that, but instead it's a kill for Walsh again. And she is just an issue at the front row right now for the Huron Tigers. 19-10, Huron up. Serve received Davis. Hilton will set. Here's the hit. Blocked at the net by O'Gorman, and a double hit on O'Gorman. It was blocked by Walsh, and then she played it a second time. And Huron back up 20-10. Claggett now steps back to a serve for Huron. She's been very effective off that left side in the front row. Bumped by Smith, left side. The hit by O'Gorman, blocked at the net. Bang, more death. O'Gorman hits it around. They do get it across. Hampton sets. Davis has to backpedal, gets it into the back row to McKay. Set in the middle. The hit rolls on the net. Huron keeps it alive, and Davis will send it back row to Mooney. Smith with the back set. Here comes Walsh again. Hits it way long. Hitting error here on up 21-10 in set three. Starting to force O'Gorman into mistakes again. And here on up by 11. Serve receive Mooney back row. Here's the set to the left. The hit again way long. The arms just getting wild. That time Meyer. 22-10, here on 3 points away here in set number three. Claggett on the serve. Back row Mooney. Smith will bump it ahead. McKay will hit from the back row right to Hampton Hines. Hilton will pass ahead. Davis left side into the net. Hitting air. Well, O'Gorman gets one back. It's 22-11 here on in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Into the front row for O'Gorman is McManus. OG serving. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton's going to have to bump it to keep it alive. Free ball by Hilton Hines. O'Gorman sets it up. Walsh winds up and drills it into Hampton Hines. It goes all the way to the top of the bleachers. 22-12. Mackenzie Walsh with 10 kills. She only had one in the first set. She's a sophomore. And the serve drops in. That's an ace. Ellie Davis let it go. That's an ace for O'Gorman. And they have it down to single digits again at 22-13. Ace goes to Mooney. And some trouble again in the back row. Huron gets it ahead, and Hampton Hines gets it across. Here's the back set. They hit by Walsh. Goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. 23-13, Huron 2 points away. O'Gorman, again, getting a little wild with the swings, and Huron is capitalizing. Hilton Hines serving. Serve received, back row. set by Smith. The hit blocked by Ziegeldorf. Tigers get it dumped in. Still alive, but then dumped off. It was just tapped over. I'm not sure who did that for O'Gorman. 23-14. O'Gorman gets one back. Huron still 2 points away. And I did not see who tipped that back. I think it was McManus, but I'm not 100% on that. She gets the kill out of it. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Ziegeldorf right side. Pops in the middle. Mooney there. Overpass. Hit back by Simmonsma. Set in the middle. The hit and defeating the block for O'Gorman McManus. She has 9 kills and O'Gorman gets it back within 8. 23-15. Knights trying to build some momentum here. Still trailing, though. Not a great pass, but Huron gets control. Free balls it. O'Gorman can set it up again. Back set. Right side hit. McManus kept alive off the net. Hit by Davis. Blocked back by O'Gorman. McManus starting to make some plays, and O'Gorman getting their best momentum they've had for a while in this set. They're back within 7. 23-16. 3-0 run. Huron timeout. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
O'Gorman making a little noise here at the end of set three. Huron seemed to have it in control, but now O'Gorman a little 3-0 run. And they pulled back within 7, 23-16 as Ulmer uses her first timeout. Got to break the serve here. Serve received Claggett. Hines will set. Left side hit. Davis through the block. O'Gorman will set it. There's McManus. Tigers get a block on her. Pass ahead. Hilton Hines. Davis off the left side. Goes long. Now Huron hitting it long. And O'Gorman creeping back into it. It's 23-17. As O'Gorman's rattled off 4 unanswered. Serve back row. Claggett. Hines will back set. Ziegeldorf with the hit. Powers it through the block. Huron needed that one. Ziegeldorf delivers a huge kill. 24-17. We're at set point for the Huron Tigers. Third kill for Ziegeldorf, but that was a big one because O'Gorman had momentum. Maddie Juergens serving. Floats it back row. Serve, receive. Here's the set in the middle. The hit up the middle, and O'Gorman continues to attack that dumped in front of Juergens. Another kill for McManus, who has really come alive. I have her for 6 kills in this set and 11 total. Woven back into the front row for O'Gorman. We're still at set point here on at 24-18. Now we're doing a lineup check for O'Gorman. 24-18 here on leading. And now I have a whole bunch of shuffling on the part of O'Gorman. The R2 making sure everybody's in the right spot. Serving will be Schuler for the O'Gorman Knights. Back row serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Left side Davis with the tip. Back row. O'Gorman attacks. Left side McKay through the block and off of Juergens. And O'Gorman again within 5. 24-19. Katie McKay, her second kill, and again, she's been playing front row here in the third set. Huron still at set point, but O'Gorman has the momentum. Serve, receive, Juergens goes sideways, just going to be a free ball by Hines to the corner. Back set, right side, McManus with the tip, and play gets stepped right in front of Hines. Hines would have been able to make a play. 24-20, O'Gorman within 4. They're riding some momentum here as they've cut the lead from 11-4. Serve back row, Hilton Hines overpass, dumped back by O'Gorman. McKay, 24-21. Boy, Huron just making mistakes, and O'Gorman is hammering on them. 24-21. Huron remains at set point. 4-0 run, though, by O'Gorman. Set across. Davis with the head up the middle. O'Gorman puts it up into the rafters. They'll hit it and into the net. O'Gorman can't dig it out. It took an O'Gorman mistake, but Huron hangs on for the set 3 win. Huron takes it 25-21. Huron back up 2-1. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We move to set 3. Huron leading O'Gorman 2-1. 25-19 Huron set 1. 25-17 O'Gorman set 2. And then 25-21 Huron set 3. And your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Yankton leads Brookings 2-0. Don't have the set scores on that, but Yankton is leading. Again, Jefferson swept Pier tonight, and Roosevelt is leading Aberdeen 2-0. On your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we head to set 4, Huron up 2-1. And Huron will have the opening serve. Can Huron get momentum back? You know, Huron does wind up winning that third set, but you felt like O'Gorman had all the momentum there at the end. So now can you build that back up? Hampton Hines will set. Here's the back set. Right side hit. Walsh cross court. Hampton able to dig it out. Hilton sends it ahead. Free ball to cross Claggett. McKay over to play that one. Left side hit. Cross court. Tigers can't get the dig. That'll be a cross court kill for Meyer. She has 8, but her first since the second set. And O'Gorman up 1-0. First time O'Gorman has scored first in a set tonight. And OG now prepared to serve to the Huron Tigers. Serve received, back row Claggett. Set back to her. Deja with the hit, left side into the net. 2-0. And Huron an error. And O'Gorman a quick 2-0 lead. Huron up 2-1. Got to get momentum back. Serve back row, Allie Davis, bumped ahead by Hines. Claggett from the middle will tap it back row. Nice play back row, overpass, Meg Moradeth knocks it back. O'Gorman stays with it, hit into the back row. Tigers keep it alive, and a legal hit going to go on Ziegeldorf. Ziegeldorf just wasn't really prepared to make that second hit, and she got called for the double hit. 3-0 lead O'Gorman as they jump off to a quick start in set 4, trying to force a fifth. Serve goes long. Service error by O'Gorman. Roghair went long. Huron on the board. It's 3-1. Fifth service error on O'Gorman tonight. Serve by Claggett. Smith will back set. Here's the big hit by Walsh. Nails it down. She's left-handed. She's, what, 6'2", I think they list, 6'3". And O'Gorman up 4-1. Mackenzie Walsh with the kill. I have her 4-11. Here's the set. They hit Ziegeldorf, blocked to the net. Free ball to cross by Huron. Smith sets the hit down the line. Huron keeping it alive. And Ziegeldorf can't get over to it on the third hit. And O'Gorman, again, building an early lead just like they did in set two. They're doing the same in set four. 5-1 O'Gorman, and you just feel O'Gorman carrying that momentum they built at the end of the third set, even though they lost it. Here's the hit. Davis blocked at the net. Huron can't keep it alive. McManus with the block kill. She had a big third set with seven kills. Now she has 13 total. 6-1. O'Gorman up quickly here in set four. Hines with the set. Davis will hit, and they call the double hit on Hampton Hines. 7-1. O'Gorman. The only point for Huron was an O'Gorman error, and there's another one, another service error, this one by Mooney. It's 7-2 O'Gorman, and both Huron points have come on service errors by the Knights. Hilton Hines serving now for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve, receive O'Gorman. Back set, right side hit Walsh. Nice dig by Ziegeldorf, overpass. O'Gorman can play it again. Right side dug out by Hilton Hines, off the rafter, and can't play it. Man, there's been a lot of balls that have went off the rafters here tonight. 8-2, O'Gorman leading. Serve, back row, serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Claggett sends it ahead. Davis off the left side, dumps it in the middle. O'Gorman plays it. Left side, the tip by Schuler. Huron cleans it up. We'll tap it across with Davis. Back set, right set hit. McManus back row. Nice play, Hilton Hines. Claggett keeps it alive. Third hit free balled by Hampton Hines. Here's the back set, right side hit. Up the middle, Hilton Hines digs it out. Pass ahead, and Davis will tap it back row. O'Gorman can set it up. Schuler with the hit. Dug out again, Hilton Hines. Claggett sends it ahead, and then off the beam again. 9-2 O'Gorman. And Omer wants a timeout. O'Gorman up quickly, 9-2 in set four, trying to force a fifth set. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
O'Gorman off and running here in set four, up 9-2, and you can see this developing at the end of the third set. Huron did win at 25-21, but Huron was up by 11 before O'Gorman came storming back, got within three right at the end. Serve receive off the timeout, bump. Davis off the left side will send it back row to Mooney. Smith with the set and the tip, and again you saw McManus jumping a little too early. 9-3, all 3 points for Huron. Been on O'Gorman airs, remember the regular setter Kyra Hermanson left in the first set with an injury, and while Smith has done well, it still takes some timing with the new setter and the hitters. Right side hit Schuler, played by Hilton Hines, bumped ahead Claggett, hit by Davis up the middle. O'Gorman's there. Set to the left. Schuler goes with the tip right to Davis. Set back to Alley. Davis with the hit through the block. Clubbed into the net. Knocked back Hilton Hampton Hines. Hampton Hines gets the first true strike hit for Huron. She'll get the kill on the overpass, 9-4. Huron back within five, served by Juergens back into the game. Quick set across, Juergens digs it out. Set for Davis, her hit blocked. Claggett gets it back across. Here comes the hit from the middle. McManus, Tigers with the dig, and they do get it across with Davis. Back set, McManus again, cross court. Juergens there, set to the left. Here's the tip in the middle, misplayed by Schuler, and Davis will get the kill. Davis with her second kill, and Huron trying to ride a little momentum now. Within 9-5, 3-0 run by O'Gorman here in set, or by Huron in set four. Juergens serves, Schuler plays it. Set back to her, Schuler hits left side. Hilton Hines off the net. Nice play by Davis. Going to be free ball by Hampton Hines. Nobody home in the middle. Was a great play by Davis to keep it alive off the bench. And then Hampton Hines just tipped it in the campfire. Huron back within three, 9-6. And O'Gorman wants a timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron a nice run here to get themselves back into the set within 9-6. Each team has used a timeout and nobody's gotten to 10 points yet here in set four. Maddie Juergens serving off the timeout, pops it high and short. Smith will set it, and there's the tip, McManus right to Davis. Set in the middle, Simmonsma goes left side, Mooney with the nice dig. Left side, Schuler will tip, Juergens there. Set across left side, here's the hit, Davis through the block. Huron within two, 9-7, Allie Davis. A pair of kills here in set four, three total in the match. 9-7, Huron within two, O'Gorman is going to sub in. Coming on the floor for O'Gorman, Allie Jones replacing Ava Schuler. And Juergens serving. Down two. Pop it back row. Smith comes out to set it. Left side, the hit down the line. Dropped in the corner. Just into the game. Allie Jones, and she registers a kill right to the corner. Breaks the Huron run. O'Gorman up 10-7. That was a 5-0 run by Huron, but now O'Gorman gets the serve back with a 3-point lead in set four. O'Gorman serving. Back row serve, receive Hilton Hines. Hampton back set. Simmonsma with the hit, cross court. It is out. Hitting error here on O'Gorman, quickly back up four, 11-7. O'Gorman trying to force a fifth set here in Sioux Falls tonight. Serve back row, serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set it. Here's right side Davis, dug out back row O'Gorman. Back line attack McKay, Juergens, now Hines. Here's the hit, Davis blocked at the net, dug out by Claggett over the net. Battle there, who's got it? Third hit, free balled across by Hampton Hines. Back set, right side McManus puts a back row right to Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. There's the tip. Allie Davis, great play by Mooney. Overpass blocked by O'Gorman. They play it. It would have went out, and then they hit it off the net. Oh, the hit by Davis was going to go out, and O'Gorman girl went over and made a play on it. I believe that was Stahl, and Huron gets one back. It's 11-8. Davis serving. She just got the kill. Set in the middle, McManus. Nice dig by Davis. Overpass. Here comes O'Gorman again. Left side, they hit and goes wide left. It's out. Boy, O'Gorman's protesting something. I'm not sure what they'd be protesting unless they thought Huron tipped it or something, because it was well out, and I sure didn't see a tip off of that. Serve across by Davis. Set to the left. O'Gorman drops it in the middle. Nobody home. Kill for Meyer. 9 kills for Meyer. O'Gorman back up 3, 12-9. O'Gorman led 9-2 early in this set. Huron's been trying to battle back since. O'Gorman serving to the Tigers, wearing their pink tonight. Serve received Juergens. Pass ahead, Hilton Hines. Clegg at left side, pops it back row. O'Gorman settles under it, left side. The hit by Meyer goes long. Oh, I thought the line judge was going to point down there briefly, and she did, but I think it was more just because she was moving to get out of the way of the ball. Just happened to point down. Hitting arrow, Gorman. Here on back within 2 at 12-10. And it's serving specialist Madison Hirschman for the Tigers. Pops it back row. Serve receive McKay. Quick set across by Smith. Set across left side. Klega. She'll go back opposite side. And O'Gorman was leaning right. And Klega hit it to their left. Huron within 1, 12-11. That's a dozen kills for Deja Klega. You're on a chance to tie. Hirschman serving. Pops it back row. McKay misplayed it. And O'Gorman can't get to it. Misplayed by McKay, but then somebody could have made a play on it, but it just kind of fell in that campfire, even though we can't really call it a campfire shot. We can call it an ace for Madison Hirschman, her second. Huron looking for the first lead of the set. Left side going to be tipped, and nice dig by Claggett, but she sends it out. And O'Gorman goes back up 13-12. Tipped across by Wubin. That is her sixth kill. 13-12, O'Gorman. And I believe Walsh back into the front row. This is where Huron's got to work. They have struggled when Mackenzie Walsh has been in the front row. Serve back row, Juergens. Back set, Megmordeth right side. Blocked, and O'Gorman can't dig it out. Megmordeth put it through the block of Meyer. We're tied at 13. Fourth kill for Samantha Megmordeth, one in each set. Hampton Hines now serving for Huron, looking for their first lead of this set. Serve receive McKay. Smith will set right side off the top of the net. Nice dig, Davis. Set for Claggett. Her hit through the block, rolls into the middle. O'Gorman, McKay dug it out. Right side hit. Tigers block it, but out. O'Gorman will regain the lead here again at 13-12. Meyer with the kill. She's got 10. 14-13, O'Gorman. Coming in to serve for OG is number 6, Zoe Roghair, and back into the front row, Allie Jones for O'Gorman. Serve received Davis, bumped ahead by Claggett, just going to be a free ball. Hampton Hines to the corner, nobody home. I think McKay thought, or excuse me, I think Roghair thought Mooney was going to take it, and she just didn't move towards it. It's another kill for Hampton Hines. We're tied at 14. Claggett serving. Serve received Mooney. Smith with the set. Here's the hit and shank by Huron. And O'Gorman answers with Wubin, her seventh kill. And O'Gorman back up 15-14. We're in set 4. Huron was down 7 early, but have battled back to tie it, but have never led. O'Gorman serving. Short serve. Hilton Hines gets to it. Hampton sets. Davis left side drops in the middle. O'Gorman there. Back set. Here comes Walsh into the net. Forehand attack. And we're tied again at 15. Air by Huron. And boy, you just hold your breath because Mackenzie Walsh, that time she hit it into the net, but boy, and she has that forward momentum. She's hard to stop if she gets it over the net. Hilton Hines serves. Here's the set. Left side blocked at the net by Ziegeldorf. Huron controls. Left side, Davis up the middle, blocked by O'Gorman. Here's the back set. Here comes Walsh. Fires it. It might have went long, but Hines felt she had to play it, and it shanked off to the right. O'Gorman back up 1, 16-15. Mackenzie Walsh has a dozen kills. But now she comes off the floor, so O'Gorman rotated through 3 times for Walsh and really didn't build the lead back. See if Huron can capitalize. Off the basket, stay with it. Claggett does. And then off the net. The ceiling obstacles are getting very frustrating in this gym. You're on just not used to that. We got more room at the arena. Sir, back row, Davis. Here's the set. And the quick tip over by Simmonsma. She just jumped and just tapped it to the right. Saw nobody was home for O'Gorman. Here on back within one. 17-16. Third kill for Kinsey Simmonsma. Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Maddie sends it back row, serve, receive. Here's the set. The tip across by O'Gorman, and boy, almost did not get control of it, but McManus got her hand on it, just tipped it in front of Juergens. O'Gorman back up to 18-16. Huron is battling, but have never led here in this fourth set. Huron up 2-1. O'Gorman trying to get us to a fifth. O'Gorman serving. Serve, receive, Hines. Hampton will set it. Davis hits off the left side, goes long. And O'Gorman back up 3, 19-16. Huron wants the timeout. We're in set 4. Huron up 2-1. O'Gorman leading 19-16 in set 4. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
In orthopedic care, HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Exciting matchup here tonight in Sioux Falls. Huron up 2-1. O'Gorman leading in set 4, 19-16. Tough battle here tonight. Huron rested. O'Gorman had to play last night. They lost in 3 to Washington. Turned around and play tonight. Last night was a reschedule, not really of O'Gorman's doing, but by Washington's doing. Huron, though, battling. Huron out of timeouts. O'Gorman serves off the top of the net. Nice recovery by Davis. Huron will free ball it with Hines. Back set, right side hit. Drilled. Tigers keep it alive, but can't get it across. Big time hit by McManus. McManus with, let's see, 15 kills on the night. O'Gorman up 20-16. Huron's got to find a way to cut the gap right here. Serve received, Juergens. Hines will set. Davis left side, taps it to the corner. O'Gorman there, over to the left. Tap to the corner, and wide left. Trying to hit that corner was Meyer, but went a little bit too far to the left. Huron gets a point back. It's 20-17. Allie Davis serving. That puts Claggett back into the front row. Serve receive, O'Gorman. Set the tip block back by Simmonsma. O'Gorman there. Left side, they hit. Blocked by Hines. O'Gorman stays with it. Here's the hit again. Cross court. Juergens there. Claggett keeps it alive. Going to be a free ball with Hampton Hines. O'Gorman will set it up. Smith from the net. Back set. Right side hit. McManus jumped too early, it looked like, and just slammed it straight into the net. Air gives Huron another point back within 20-18 in set 4. Allie Davis serves, serve, receive, back row, McKay. McKay with the back line attack. Right there is Hilton Hines. Claggett with the quick tip. O'Gorman there. Set from the middle, McManus. Blocked by Simmonsma. Huron within 20-19. Kenzie Simmonsma with a huge block. And O'Gorman going to use their final timeout. 20-19, O'Gorman leading in set 4. Huron up 2-1. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a Billy Bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
You're on Back Within 1, 2019. Both teams are out of timeouts. You're on up 2-1. Huron has never led here in the fourth set. O'Gorman was up early 9-2 before Huron battled back, and Huron just been in catch-up mode all night, but a chance to tie it here again. Davis serving off the timeout. Serve received McKay, bumped ahead. It's going to be a free ball, left side, nice play Davis. O'Gorman on the overpass set. The hit, McManus drops it down. Kira McManus has been a handful for Huron tonight. I have her for 16 kills. 21-19, O'Gorman up 2 in set 4. OG serving, they've had the momentum, although Huron has hung in there. Serve received Davis, bumped ahead Simmonsma, free ball to cross Hampton Hines. Smith will set, left side hit, and what was the call? I think the line judge said they didn't see it, and the R1 said it was a point O'Gorman, evidently. I'm not sure what that was. Point O'Gorman, 22-19. Serve received Juergens. Hines will set, blocked at the net. O'Gorman, Huron trying to keep it alive. Claggett left side through the block. O'Gorman digs it out. Nice play in the back row. Hit right side. Hilton Hines, Hampton, and slammed into the net by Simmonsma. And O'Gorman 2 points away, 23-19, from sending us to a fifth set. Huron has battled, but again has never led here in this set. O'Gorman trying to force the fifth. Serve received. Davis shanked it. It's an ace for O'Gorman. And they're at set point, 24-19. McManus with the ace. She and Walsh have done the damage, it seems like, tonight for O'Gorman. Set point OG, 24-19. Serve received Davis. Bumped across, and Huron won't get to it. Off the antenna will go five. 25-19, O'Gorman wins the fourth set. We'll take a break of 2 minutes. Back with set five on Dakota Sports.
Eating, are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Quarter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
This is the equivalent to volleyball overtime. We're tied at two sets apiece and head to a fifth set. first to 15 and win by two will take this match tonight. Huron and O'Gorman have battled. Huron won sets 1 and 3, 25-19, 25-21. O'Gorman 2 and 4, 25-17 and 19. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So this fifth set, boy, momentum is bigger than any other set you can play just because you only got to get to 15. Major Lean always told me when you get to set 5, you want to get to 5 first, 10 first, and then obviously 15 first. You just break it down in sets of 5 points. Now that theory really didn't work back in August when Huron won in Mitchell. But that's kind of the mindset here when you get to the fifth set. And it looks like O'Gorman did win the flip, so they will have the opening serve here to begin set number 5. These two teams did play in the Pentagon tournament in September. Huron won a 2 out of 3, 2 sets to 1. Serve received. Juergens got there, set to the left. Davis with the hit, floats it back row, and goes long, and O'Gorman up 1-0, hitting error on the Huron Tigers. O'Gorman off to the 1-0 start here in set 5. Back row serve received. Juergens bump ahead, left side. Davis with the hit, floats it back row. O'Gorman there, set to the left. The hit by McKay through the block. Juergens can't get the dig, and O'Gorman up 2-0. McKay with the kill, her fourth of the night, and O'Gorman up 2-0 here in set 5. Serve back row, Juergens. Hines will set in the middle. Simmons might block back, but return, then slap back. Huron really crowding in on the net, but they do get it across. Left side, McKay will hit back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set in the middle, tipped across Simmonsma. O'Gorman can attack from the middle. They hit, blocked by Simmonsma off the net, and how is that not an illegal hit? Doesn't matter as O'Gorman can't play it across, but boy, it looked like Walsh just kind of had the ball come to a stop in her hand. Huron gets the point, though, on the block by Simmonsma. 2-1 lead, and serve into the net, Davis. Service error, Huron, 3-1 O'Gorman. Huron did not have a service error in the fourth set, or the third for that matter. That's only the third service error for Huron tonight. 3-1 lead, O'Gorman. They serve 2, Huron. Played by Davis. Here's the set across. Claggett, left side, down the middle. Dug out by Mooney. O'Gorman will slap it across. Tigers can set it up. Quick set by Hines in the middle. Mooney, a great dig. The tip across by O'Gorman. Bump ahead. Claggett will just free ball it back row. Mooney. Smith with the back set. Here's the hit. Walsh and dropped it in the corner as Davis and Hines each looked at each other. O'Gorman up 4-1. Walsh with another kill. I have her for 13. 4-1 lead, O'Gorman. Serve received, Davis. Hines will set across. Claggett with the hit into the net. Yep. Forehand attack, and O'Gorman is up 5-1. So they get to 5 before Huron does easily. 5-1 O'Gorman in set 5. No timeout yet here for Huron. O'Gorman will serve as Tigers got to find some momentum here. Serve back to the corner, Davis. Quick set across by Hines and drills it to the corner. It was more self-defense. I don't think she was planning to have the offensive attack there, but just the way the pass came in, she didn't have much choice, and she finds an open corner. Hines with the kill. I have her for 10. 5-2. Huron's got to get some momentum. Here's Hirschman serving. Pops it back row to Mooney. Smith will back set. Here's Walsh. Goes up high. Goes cross court. It's out. It was fanned on by Hirschman. Hitting Errol Gorman. Here on back within 5-3. Hirschman serving again. Hirschman sends it back row to Mooney. Smith will set. And that's an illegal hit as that one just got away from her. I think she tried to move her hands before the ball was really there. She gets called for the double hit. And Huron a chance to tie here now, down 5-4. Hirschman serving. will send it to the corner. O'Gorman gets there. Set in the middle. The hit dug out by Hirschman. Pass ahead. No, they call a legal hit on Hirschman. Boy, that looked like a good dig from here, but the call goes against Huron, 6-4. The ball was hit hard enough. I don't see how you double hit it, but 6-4 O'Gorman, and the Knights will serve to Huron. Davis on serve receive. Pass ahead, Juergens. Just going to be a free ball, Hampton Hines. Here comes O'Gorman, set. Here's Walsh trying to knock it across, got it through the block, and Juergens couldn't dig it out. And just like that, O'Gorman back up 3-7-4. Walsh with 14 kills. Didn't hit it hard, but hit it where Huron couldn't play it. Davis from the back row, set to Klagen. Her hit left side, blocked at the net. Tigers stay with it, blocked again. Free ball to cross by Hines. Mooney will bump it. Here's Walsh, winds up. That might have went out, but Huron played it. Third hit, free ball to cross by Klagen. Smith will set. They hit up the middle, right to Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Klagen, left side, tips it in the corner. Backline attack, McKay, and drops it in the back row. Huron froze in the back row. Gorman, a 3-0 run. They're up 8-4. And Huron will use their first timeout. 8-4, O'Gorman leading, and set 5 will take a timeout up 30 on Dakota Sports.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
8-4, O'Gorman has built a fifth set lead. Huron has not had a lead since the end of the third set. And Ulmer using her first time out there. Got to find a way to stem the momentum and build some of your own. Sir, back row, Davis. Hines will back set. Make more death right side. Slaps it back row. Too long. 9-4. O'Gorman threatening to pull away here in set 5. Serve to the corner. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Make more death. Will drop it down to the corner. Nobody home. She caught O'Gorman off guard that time. Huron gets one back. It's 9-5. Make Moradeth 5 kills, one in each set. Hampton Hines serving. Huron's got to find a run. Hines with the serve. Serve received McKay. Back set. Walsh just going to have to free ball it, but oh, almost dropped in the middle. There's the hit. O'Gorman just slapped it back. And McManus with another kill as she has come up huge tonight. 17 kills for McManus. O'Gorman up 10-5. O'Gorman the first to 5 and the first to 10 as they serve to the Huron Tigers. Back row serve receive. Pass ahead. Klagett left side pops it back row. Here's the set to the left. The tip played by Hampton Hines. Hilton chases it down. Hampton will free ball it. Huron just not getting anything set up. Right side, they hit, drilled down the middle, McManus. 18 kills, and O'Gorman up 11-5 in set 5. Huron's already burned one timeout. O'Gorman gets another point. I would imagine the other one will go as well. Serve back row, serve receive, Klagett, kind of sideways. Free ball to cross by Hines. Nice dig at the last minute, McManus. McKay with the hit from the back row. Free ball to cross by Hines. O'Gorman gets there, pass it ahead. The hit blocked by Meg Moradeth over the net. We have a late whistle and either neck call or foot fault going to go against O'Gorman. Huron gets one back, 11-6. But again, Huron's got to find momentum, something they have not had in this fifth set. Down 5, and the room for error is slowly closing in. Bump ahead by Smith, left side hit. Nice dig by Klagett. Pass ahead, free ball to cross by Davis. Here's the set. From the middle, the hit dug out by Hilton Hines, but then Zegeldorf could not get over there to take care of it. 12-6, O'Gorman gets the point right back. Into the front row is Schuler for O'Gorman, and Jones will serve. O'Gorman 3 points away from rallying for the five-set win. Huron's got some work to do. Slap back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Meg Morideth blocked at the net. There's McManus again. And O'Gorman 2 points away at 13-6. Huron just looks like they're running out of gas a bit as O'Gorman is flexing their muscle at the net. 13-6, O'Gorman 2 points away. Jones on the serve. Serve receive Hines. Hampton will back set. Here's Zegeldorf with the tip through the block. But in the net went Zegeldorf. And we're at match point. O'Gorman 14-6. Huron would have got the point too as the tip went right into the campfire. But on the foul through, Zegeldorf hit the net. Easy call. Match point O'Gorman 14-6. Jones serves. Back row, Claggett up into the rafter, kept alive. Hampton Hines will free ball. Mooney there, set to the left. Here's Schuler with the hit, blocked by Zegeldorf. Overpass, knocked back. Meg Morideth, Huron keeps it alive. Davis will tap it back row. Here comes O'Gorman again. Back set, right side hit into the net. Huron stays alive, but a lot of work to do at 14-7 after the hitting error by McManus. 14-7 O'Gorman, Hilton Hines serving, and she has to be perfect. Huron has to be perfect. Huron out. Simmonsma back into the front row. Serve to the corner. Serve receive Mooney. Smith will set. There's McManus in the middle, blocked by Simmonsma. 14-8. Mackenzie Simmonsma with six kills, all coming in the last three sets. Hilton Hines again with the serve. Floats it to the corner, played by Schuler. Set right side, blocked at the net, Zegeldorf. Second hit attack by O'Gorman. Here on there, back set, Zegeldorf, right side, pops it back row. O'Gorman plays it. Here comes Schuler. The hit blocked and out. Simmonsma blocked it, but it went out by a foot, and O'Gorman hangs on for the five-set win. O'Gorman wins 19-25, 25-17, 21-25, 25-19, 15-8. O'Gorman 15-10. Huron drops to 12-13. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Lease vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Tigers battled, had their chances, but O'Gorman able to make plays when needed, and it goes the full five, but O'Gorman picks up the win here tonight, and they move to 15-10. They close out the season Thursday against Mitchell. Huron drops to 12-13. They will host Brandon Valley on Thursday at the arena, and it'll be senior night for the Huron Tigers. Here's the stats I have tonight. O'Gorman, Tyler Mooney had an ace. Five kills, one ace, Katie McKay. Kira McManus had 19 kills, also had an ace. 10 kills for Lauren Meyer. 7 kills for Lily Wubin. 14 kills for Mackenzie Walsh. 3 kills, Ava Schuler. A kill for Allie Jones and an ace for Libby Stahl. For the Huron Tigers, now 12-13 on the season. 3 kills for Alexis Ziegeldorf. 12 kills, 2 aces, Deja Claggett. 5 kills for Samantha Meg Moradeth. An ace for Hilton Hines. 4 kills, 1 ace, Allie Davis. 2 aces, Madison Hirschman. 10 kills, 3 aces, Hampton Hines. 6 kills for Kenzie Simmonsma. Great battle here tonight. Tigers, again, had their chances, but and I'm just looking back and I'm trying to tell for sure, but I don't think Huron ever led in any of the three sets they lost. That was sets 2, 4, and 5. I don't think Huron ever held a lead. Or take that back. Huron led the second set 1-0, and then O'Gorman led the rest of the way. So basically, for all intents and purposes, O'Gorman led all the way in the three sets that they won here tonight. So tough loss. Huron needed a win to solidify home court, so that'll have to wait till Thursday against a hungry Brandon Valley team. They're trying to move up. I don't think they're in position to get a home match, but they'd like to get a better seed. So, you know, everybody's playing for something now, even though it's still the regular season in Double A. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes, wait and see if Coach Ulmer can make it up and visit with us. I showed her how to get up here, but it is a little bit of a maze to get up here to the balcony here in O'Gorman. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame continues. We talk with Tyann Elmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tough five-set loss here tonight to the O'Gorman Knights. It is 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. And Ty, we had the match where we wanted it. We won a three-set match with them back in September. Now a five-set match tonight, a pretty even matchup. They had two girls that we just had a hard time stopping at the net, and McManus and Walsh.
Yeah, we knew that we were going to struggle with them. A little bit taller, they can jump over us and they can swing away, and we just needed to get the block up, and I don't think we did that very well tonight.
Well, it is hard to block on them, but I always felt, especially we needed to make a move when Walsh was off the floor, and that seemed like where it was for the most part. But as the match wore on, to me, in many ways, I go back to that third set, because yes, we ended up winning it, but we let them get back into it, and it just felt like even though we won the set, they had the momentum, and it kind of showed their moving forward.
Yeah, I think we called a timeout at 23-16, and it took us 25-20. So we just need to realize what we need to do and how can we get into that more of our system and not make so many errors when all we need is 2 points to finish that set.
And some of those errors, I know it's making excuses, but it's tough when you're not used and playing in a smaller gym like this. We had a lot of balls go into the rafters. One even went off the folded up basket as well. And, it's one of those things, what you do, we can't practice that. Maybe we can at the middle school gym a bit, but, somebody will say, well, it's the same way for both sides. Yeah, it is, except O'Gorman's used to it.
Yeah, and we're not going to make that an excuse. We just need to lower passes.
I'm making an excuse because I don't like it.
I don't make that excuse because we just need to lower our passes. Like, why are they so high at that point? So how can we control lowering our passes then? So we just need to try to focus on how can we lower those errors, what can we do to fix things.
As you look at it, you can't fault the effort. Girls played really hard. Deja Claggett and Hampton Hines, the two seniors that really had the most experience coming in, felt like they were just kind of saying, follow us, we will take you through battle.
Yeah, and all I asked them to do today was compete. We don't need to worry about the score. We don't need to worry about winning. Just compete with a good team, and I think they did that today. So I can't say that we're mad about the performance, but are there times where we need to fix things and correct our errors? Yes, and we need to realize when we need to do that.
Hampton Hines is our first National Bank player of the game. Could have went with her or Deja, but Hampton sometimes just seemed to be like she was willing us through. I had her for 10 kills, 3 aces at the end of the day. Normally your setter's not going to wind up with 10 kills, but she's so adept at reading the court, getting those little dumps or quick sets, as we like to call it, one corner or the other. And when we were going well, she really had O'Gorman guessing.
Yep, and that's the thing that she does. She sees the court very well. She knows where the openings are, and if she doesn't, she looks to us to make sure that we know where they're at, and then at the right time, she gets that down and gets the kill.
So now we head to Thursday, one last regular season game. Hopefully there will be one more at the arena here for this season, but Brandon Valley comes in. It'll be senior night as well, and Brandon Valley, they're a team that looks a little bit like us, I think, except probably taller.
Yeah, they're taller. I would say that our defense is a little bit better than theirs, and that's what we need to focus on, is how can we get their defense out of control like O'Gorman did to us tonight at sometimes. And if we get their defense out, they're not good out of system. So if we can keep them out of system, we're going to be okay.
So hopefully the one thing we can bring out of this, O'Gorman, they got the proud tradition. They always seem to be in the mix of things this year. To take them to five sets on their home court, that's something hopefully we can build on. And even though it's a loss, get momentum going into Thursday, get momentum going into next week, because that's where you really want the momentum.
Right, and it's hard to come here all the time. It's just like Pierre. It's hard to go to Pierre. So playing set five here is a big deal, and taking them to five, because I don't know the last time we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But now we just got to keep the momentum, fix our errors that we need to fix tomorrow, and come in on Thursday, and hopefully it all falls in place.
Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall in five tonight. We'll take a final timeout of 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from O'Gorman on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for seats.